Brian Meyer, welcome back to Press Pass.
Well, it's always great to be here.
It's good to see you. One of your most recent In Focus interviews for the Buffalo News, you met up with developer Mark Hamister. He is the president and CEO of Hamister Group. And you talked about the economic development for Buffalo Niagara and some game changers for the region. And he reflected on the significance about pumping life back into the city of Niagara Falls, one of the wonders of the world right in the backyard, talking about the commitment of his new hotel project, which almost fell through.
It
was filled with delays and controversy. He praises the work of Niagara Falls Mayor Dyster and also the governor's commitments.
Yeah, and he points out that this $25.3 million project is more than a hotel. He's hoping that it will, breathe some new life into that sector. I pointed out to Hamister that there's always a lot of skepticism when you talk about Niagara Falls development, because in some people's eyes, when you talk about snail's pace progress, it's slandering snails in Niagara Falls. There's been very, very little development and a lot of stops and starts. We know about the projects that were touted and never came to be. And he says that he really believes that there's something, very different that's going on here, and that he thinks that, his project, his $25 million project, is kind of, the start of some new movement, some new momentum.
This is more than a hotel for the governor, and I think he displayed that most recently after he became the individual who helped put the pieces together to finalize the hotel deal. When he came out a month later through his lieutenant governor and announced a $40 million competition, not for more hotels, but instead for entertainment value.
And he talked about the importance of family entertainment value. That's something that he believes is absolutely critical. He points out that in a great many families, if not most families, it's the kids who determine, what vacations should be and where you're going to be going back in future years. So he thinks that's key.
So this change in tourism for Buffalo and Niagara Falls is a must. He said that he hopes there are some changes, but much more needs to be accomplished.
Yeah, and I also asked him about the need for more synergy between Niagara Falls and Erie County. He talked about Canal Side and how he sees that as a transformational game changer, along with the medical campus, of course. But he says that, in order for there to be more synergy, and you'll hear him talk about that, there needs to be some fundamental change in the product that we have to promote to tourists.
In order for there to be change in that level of collaboration for the two, both communities have to have an improvement to the family-friendly entertainment opportunities in both communities so that we give families the reason to come to Western New York, spend 3 or 4 days in Niagara Falls, spend 3 or 4 days in Buffalo, and combine to have a week's experience here in Western New York where they can go from children's museums to waterfront to Niagara Falls to family entertainment in Niagara Falls and to architecture and art and history in Buffalo.
And one of the things that Hamister is pointing out, his group is also going to be renovating the Tishman Building in downtown Buffalo, putting in a hotel there and also moving Hamister Group's corporate offices back to downtown Buffalo. He says he would eventually like to offer tour packages, on his own. He'll have a hotel in downtown Buffalo, not far from Canal Side. He'll have a hotel in Niagara Falls. He'd like to see these tourists spend a few days in Buffalo and then a few days in Niagara Falls.
Is there any concern that there's too much hotel and retail centers going up? They're all cropping up in downtown.
We keep asking the developers that, and developers in a very nice way tell us, hey, we know what we're doing. We wouldn't be spending tens of millions of dollars on these projects if we didn't think there was a market for them. You also have to remember that all hotels are not created equal. All of them have different niches, different target groups. Some are boutique hotels. Some are family-oriented, et cetera. So the developers are saying, hey, we're the experts in this. We wouldn't be spending our money on it if we didn't think it was going to work.
And this goes back to not the one big silver bullet project. They have a lot of smaller projects going on at the same time now, and that seems to be this creation of bringing this boost back to both the city and Niagara Falls as
well. Yeah, it deals with the whole issue of critical mass, that, you don't need one massive project, think Bass Pro, to renovate, to rejuvenate a region, that often it's those smaller pieces, when put together, equal or exceed those huge projects.
So Hamister's project for the Falls is a done deal. It's actually going to be constructed now at this point. Did he give a final date when it would be
up? It certainly sounds sounds that way. And we really didn't talk a lot about timelines, but he seems, you know, very confident that all of the major hurdles have been removed now and that it's going to be a go project. And he also feels that it's going to bode very well for a city that has been in desperate need of rejuvenation.
Brian Meyer, thank you so much for sharing your Buffalo News In Focus interview with us.
Thank you.